This is John Costa, the editor of Citizen's Eye. This is coming up for 20 past three on Monday the 2nd of July. And we're on Granby Street in the Coffee Republic Cafe, where we have our regular community news cafe every Tuesday morning. And what we've done today is we've decided to use it as a base because the torch relay literally goes past about 20 feet away from where we are. So we've branded the shop up, and I've been joined by the editor of CAPS, our Community Action Photographers News Agency, Andy Williams. How are you, Andy?
I'm fine, John. Thank you very much. It looks like the rain's going to ease off, and we should be able to get some really good photos from upstairs from here.
Now you're going to be using the first floor here, aren't you? You've got nabbed yourself a window, and you're going to be taking some photos, is that right?
Yes, that's right, John. I've been having a good look round, and I reckon which window I can use. I've even found I can actually open the window as well, which is even better, which means I'll be able to hopefully get some good shots of the torch as it goes by.
Have you seen any of the coverage on the news at all?
I have, yes, and it's amazing to me how so many people, despite the weather, they're all coming out and they're really celebrating this whole torch relay. I think it's absolutely brilliant the way people are doing it.
Now, we're expecting to hear about 6:28, approximately. 6:28 it's due to go past. From your point of view, what do you think about the whole sort of commercial aspects of the torch relay? Because obviously, Coca-Cola have been here and dropped some colouring things off for the kids, which is great, because that's alongside the stuff we've got. There's a sort of Coca-Cola display, and there's a few things on lampposts. You know, what's your personal view of it? Do you think that's just the way it is now? We wouldn't have a torch relay without a sponsor?
I think that's a fair comment, to be honest. People are in business these days. The way this country is, we've got to try and make the most of the opportunities that are around there. So, yes, it's a good thing that people are doing that. I don't think it's being overdone, though. I think people are recognising that the essential bit is to do all with the torch relay itself. The fact that it's coming around the whole of the country and everyone's enjoying it.
What did the Olympics mean to you now, and what did they mean to you when you were a kid?
As a kid, I didn't really notice them that much. They were just something that happened. But now, because it's come to this country and it's a special event, plus the fact that this is something that will only ever happen in my lifetime once, and I think it's an important event, the fact that we've got it here in London and in the UK, and that we're all able to see the actual athletes. I was chatting to somebody earlier on today, and they were saying they've been able to have a good interview with Tanny Gray Thompson as well. Not something that you'd ever expect somebody to be able to do. It's brilliant. And for me personally, I think it's a really, really good opportunity to enjoy not just the Olympics in London, but throughout the whole of the UK.
Excellent. Cheers, Andy.